General Wesley Clark learned some important lessons when he was the supreme commander of NATO military forces during the 1999 war with Yugoslavia. He talks about his experiences in his new book, Waging Modern War. General Clark expected to have disagreements with NATO allies, but he says he also faced hesitancy and confusion on the American side. The Pentagon repeatedly resisted deeper involvement in the Balkans, while the State Department was sending very different signals to President Slobodan Milosevic about his crackdown on Kosovo's Albanian population. Throughout the conflict, military targets were selected slowly, with each one needing presidential approval. In the second part of my conversation with General Clark, he talked about the competing factions in Washington.
I think there were differing interests in the Department of Defense and Department of State. I think the State Department and the White House saw more clearly the perspective of our European allies, and they wanted to follow through and make the policy of commitment in the Balkans, the end of ethnic cleansing there, successful. I think the Pentagon was torn by other considerations. It had a national military strategy at which posited that it would fight two major theaters of war nearly simultaneously, one in the Far East, one in the Persian Gulf. So the war in Europe, from the perspective of that strategy, was a distraction. It was to be avoided if possible, to be minimized if it had to be fought. And those bureaucratic interests in the Pentagon were strongly set against this operation, understandably so, in view of the strategy they'd adopted and their own interests. But they made the conflict more difficult than it should have been.
You gave your life to that institution. Did they let you down?
I got the support that was required to succeed in the conflict. I fought awful hard to get it. I wish it hadn't been necessary to push so hard against the Pentagon, but that's what it took, and we succeeded.
You did succeed.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, though, we had some wonderful, wonderful service by our airmen, our Navy, Marine flyers, the soldiers on the ground in Albania. They never got the recognition from this conflict they deserved. They were living on the edge of life and death with every mission. They were the heroes of this operation. They deserve a lot of credit.
But what about you? You accomplished what you were supposed to do. It was the beginning of the end of Slobodan Milosevic, who's now out of power and incarcerated.
I think everyone that had a role in this operation has to feel good about its success.
But where was your parade?
We couldn't call this a war, so it couldn't be called a victory. I remember traveling with Senator John Warner on the 2nd of June. And I said, we're gonna win this thing, Senator. We're gonna win. He said, Wes, you can't, don't call it a victory. You can call it a success. You can't call it a victory. There was a logic in this town to minimize the sense of success. Partly it was because there was a certain degree of foreboding of what would happen next. Partly it was because there were people who recognized that maybe through more adroit diplomacy or some greater cohesion in the alliance, perhaps the war could have been avoided. Maybe because it was a difficult campaign for everybody who was involved. But for whatever reason, the decisions were made that they wouldn't attempt to claim much credit for the results. And that's the way it played out. But when you compare it to the Persian Gulf War, here we are a decade later with Saddam Hussein still in charge, issuing threats, making weapons, causing trouble. Milosevic, as you noted, is in jail. Democracy's there in Serbia. We've got a chance for a democratic future and a peaceful future in the Balkans.
Would you have done anything differently if you could do it again?
I think in retrospect, everybody who was involved in this can learn important lessons from it. That's the reason I wrote the book. And certainly one of the things I would have done is I would have pressed much harder during the planning phases of the conflict to have developed the techniques, to have exercised the techniques to attack the Serb military forces on the ground. We knew it was a problem. General John Jumper, who was my air component commander, told me in late June, the year before the conflict, that when I assigned him the mission to go after the Serb forces, he said, we're not very good at plinking tanks. And I said, well, you're going to have to work on that and figure out the system. But the diplomacy, the high-level maneuvering, the high-level strategizing ate up the clock. And we relied on other people and other systems to have done this work. In retrospect, it required greater visibility at the top. We should have had a lot of show and tells. We should have been back in Washington a lot talking about this aspect of the operation. So that's one of the things that I certainly take from it.
General Clark's boss at the Pentagon was Defense Secretary William Cohen, who says the general had all the support he needed to succeed. The general's request to stay on another year as NATO Supreme Commander was denied, and he retired in July 1999. Since then, Clark has maintained an interest in the Balkans. President Bush upset NATO allies when he reiterated a campaign pledge to pull U.S. troops out of the region and leave peacekeeping to the Europeans. Clark disagrees.
It's a tough part of the world. I think we've got to always approach it from two points of view. We stopped a war in Bosnia. We prevented ethnic cleansing. We've had our successes in the Balkans, but the work's not done. It's going to require continued American commitment. It's going to require continued American leadership in NATO. And our soldiers are going to have to stay there for some time. I don't know what numbers will be required, but it's got to be a success-based exit strategy, not a time-based exit strategy. And you know, we're going to have to take risks. We took those risks in 97 when we started capturing war criminals, when we put the slam on the hardline Serbs. Our forces still have to take risks there. They're going to have to take them in Kosovo. We're going to have to do more in Macedonia to help the Macedonian government and prevent a deepening of that conflict there. And there's still work to be done in Bosnia. But that's the challenge of the Balkans. It's the last frontier in Europe.
Retired General Wesley Clark. His new book is Waging Modern War, Bosnia, Kosovo, and the Future of Combat.